Sup, man. Alright, guys, today's video is titled Hottie Picks Him Up Simply Because He Had a Cute Accent. So, as you guys know, every now and then I go to the Cava Bar, which I call the Kids Bar because it's non-alcoholic. It's the only place in town open until 2 o'clock at night. So, I go there with my computer to work a little bit on the internet at night. And Cava bars are mainly for young people, people around their 20s, you know, the hippie, yuppie type kids, you know, the people who have money to spend $15 on dirt. Literally, Cava is dirt water, okay? That's what it is. Now, you're probably asking, you know, what makes Cava so popular? It's because Cava replaces alcohol and medication to people who are former alcoholics, people who are former drug addicts. So Cava targets supposedly the same sensors that their brain gets from alcohol and from opioids, okay? So that's why they go for Cava. It's not addictive, it's not illegal. So that's why they go to these Cava bars. And again, it's mainly rich young kids in their 20s. And those are the prime kids to become alcoholics. They're prime to become addicted to opioids because, you know, they're rich, they're bored, they have nothing to do, so they just work with drugs and intoxicants. But that's not the point of this video. So the Cava bars, usually they have a mix of men and women. It's like, I would probably say, depending on the night, it's probably 50% women, 50% men. And you get some hot girls who go to the Cava bar because, again, Cava is relatively new. It gained popularity in the past couple of years. Now, there's a Cava bar literally all over town now. But, yeah, the Cava bars, again, guys, Cava bars are different from, Cava bars are different from regular alcohol bars, okay? Because an alcohol, you don't get hot women at an alcohol bar, okay? Like, a pub which is literally next door to the Cava bar, like, the pub that I used to go to, never have I seen a woman who is above a 6 in that pub, okay? And the woman who come in there who might be like 8s and 9s, they just come in, do a U-turn, and get the fuck on out of there, you know? See, hot women don't go to pubs because they know the type of man who goes to a pub is the average, normal dude. He's an alcoholic. He probably works a regular job, regular this, regular that. So regular dudes, they really don't turn women on. So the hot women, they don't obviously go to pubs. You know, they go to places like the Cava bar, where they have access to guys who come from money. And because at the end of the day, guys, I don't care what anybody says, at the end of the day, money is like the most important thing for a woman. Not saying that she's gonna like you because you have money, but money, at the end of the day, money is important. If money wasn't important, you know, beautiful woman would not be going to Dubai, because let's be honest, you know, Arabs are not the best looking people in the world. Anyway, so let's get to the point of this video. So I'm working on the computer last night, and there was this European dude. He was tall, about my height. I'd probably say about 6'2". He was geeky, nerdy looking. He wasn't a Chad by any stretch of the imagination. He was like blue eye, blonde, white. He wasn't, I would say probably high tier Nermy or Chad light. He was wearing glasses. And again, you have to remember, these people are all in their 20s, you know, maybe under the age of 25. Like, most people in the Cava bar, I would say 20 would be the magic number for him. Maybe a couple of years younger or a couple of years older. I don't think, with the exception of me, I don't think anybody's over the age of 25 at a kava bar, okay? But again, I go there because I just want the fucking internet, dudes, you know? That's all I really care for. And for under $4 to get a fucking tea, I don't get the expensive tea. I don't get the dirt water tea, you know? I get the tea that you go to Sam's Club, get a 100 for like $2, you know? So I get the tea where they put hot water and a bag in it, you know, for under $4, you know, with tip, taxes, and I get to abuse their internet for 2-3 hours. I think that's a good deal. So I'm sitting there working on my laptop. Unfortunately, I did not have my headphones with me because I forgot them in another car. As you guys know, I was involved in a car accident actually a month ago. Fucking drunk driver came into my lane and she head-on collision. She fucked up my car. I'm actually driving the car now. I don't have a radiator. Radiator is busted. So I try not to drive a lot. I have to admit, guys, you know, for a car that's 23 years old and took this type of beating and abuse, I have to say this 2003 C320 Mercedes-Benz, this is probably the optimum of German engineering. Like, if you can say one thing about what type of engineering that says this is supreme German engineering, it's my car, okay? So again, this video is not about my car. I'm just letting you know that, you know, I had headphones that were at the house because I thought this car was gonna die and I'm never gonna ride it again. But here I am riding the car again. I just have to be smart with it, you know. Drive at night when it's cool. Time the traffic lights. Because as you guys know, if you don't have a radiator and the car is running and it's hot outside and you're in stop and go traffic, the car is gonna heat up. So I drive at night when it's cool. There's no sun, obviously, and I time the traffic lights. That way, the engine literally becomes air-cooled, so the car doesn't overheat on me. That's why I'm not working during the day like I would like to. But it's okay, guys. I start working after 6 o'clock when it starts to cool down and the traffic dies. So here I am sitting at the kava bar working on the computer again. I didn't have my headphones on, so I was listening to all these people because, you know, again, I didn't have my headphones on. And again, there was this European dude. I forgot what country he's from, probably France or something. And again, he's about my height. I'd probably say 6'2", around there. Blue eye, blonde, early 20s. Chad, light, he was geeky, he was nerdy, he was wearing glasses. He had a really cool accent, I have to admit, you know. And one of the girls who's a regular over there, she's blue eye, blonde, white, she's hot, she's like an 8. And she just goes up to him, and you know, that's the first time he's at our pub, you know. He's passing through town, because, you know, a lot of people, you know, a lot of foreigners, they tend to go to kava bars. Because they don't know what kava is, so they're like, hey, I want to try this kava out, you know, I'm just coming through here for a day. So he just came to our kava bar just to check it out. So he wasn't there for, you know, he's not a regular, it's his first and probably last night there. So he's just there talking to the bartender, you know, talking to the dudes, you know. And this girl, she just came up to him, like she came up from behind him, and she's like, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interject, but you have a really cool accent. Where are you from? That's it, dudes. That's all she had to do, and he got her pussy. Did he grab his junk and say, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha dog, like a certain PUA out there tells you? Nope. Did he show her his bank account, that he's a multimillionaire? Nope. Did he lie to her by manipulating her and telling her that Jay-Z is his cousin and he's gonna help him make his next, rap single? Nope. Did he go to the gym and become Mr. Olympia? Nope. All he had to do was be hot. That's it. That's all he had to do to be hot and get pussy. pussy was served to him on a palladium platter. This is what I want. This is what I've been telling you guys for years. You know, I'm not making much videos anymore because this accident, like, fucked me up. You know, the lady who hit me didn't have insurance, but the guy who owned the car, he has insurance. My lawyer is seeing what's going on. I probably will have to sue the owner of the car that hit me to get my money back, because, you know, obviously I need a ready. And this car needs a lot of work after the accident, dudes. Like, oil is leaking, so many things wrong with this car. So right now I'm not in the mindset of making videos as much as I would like to, but after what I saw last night, I had to make that video, because now that dirty Muslim Andrew Tate, he's here in Florida, and now he's saying, you know, the people who blame Jews, it's because they're weak, pathetic. And now he's saying, oh yeah, bro, the only reason you're not getting a woman is because you're not a hustler, it's because you're not going to the gym. It's like, come on, dude. The reason why you're not getting a woman is because you're short, brown, and fugly. Guys, the only reason Andrew Tate is quote-unquote a Muslim is so he can A, scam Muslim sales, and B, mislead Muslim men. Now, I'm not going to go as far as to call Andrew Tate a kafir, but he's a dirty Muslim. There is no doubt about that. I wouldn't be surprised if they call Andrew Tate to be the Muslim Mahdi. And the Muslim Mahdi is supposedly the Muslim who's going to lead the Muslims, the faithful people. I don't care if you're a Jew or Christian, as long as you are mu'minun, you're the faithful, or you're the salihun, which means the righteous, the Muslim Mahdi is going to lead you up against the Antichrist, which I personally think is Donald J. Trump. I really think Donald J. Trump is a great Dajjal. And the fact that Andrew Tate is here in Florida and he already met with Donald Trump, it's like, yeah. I'm telling you guys right now, right here, the Mahdi and the Antichrist, they're not friends. They're not BFFs like Andrew Tate and Trump is. So they're gonna try to pass Andrew Tate off as the Muslim savior. They're already trying to pass him off like that. So I've been warning you about that for actually a little bit over a year now. Now it's clear as daylight that they're trying to pass off Andrew Tate as the Mahdi. And now again, Andrew Tate is telling all these Muslim cells out there, oh yeah, bro, Israel is awesome, Israel is amazing. And the real problem is, you know, you don't go to the gym, you don't hustle, you're not a multimillionaire, that's why your pee-pee is dry. But the reality of the matter, guys, women don't want short, brown, and fugly. That's a fact, that's not even a personal opinion. Secondly, women don't want common men, okay? Even if the common man was decent looking and had money, women want status. Somebody uploaded a video here on MGTOW TV. I think it was Gonzo who uploaded that video where he said women just want status so they can show off. I mean, think about it from this girl's perspective, okay? You have this, you know, top-tier European normie. I think he's French. He has a really cool accent. And yeah, that's status right there, you know. I'm with a European dude who has a cool accent. That is status right there. So women don't want average dudes, okay? Let's get that out in the open right now, right here. Women don't want average. Now, unfortunately for me, I don't have a cool accent, so that doesn't work in my favor. If anything, it works against my favor. But you know what? I'm the shawarma guy. You know, I'm the baklava guy. So that actually works in my favor, you know, believe it or not. But I don't do American woman. It's just not worth it, dudes. Like, American woman fucking creep me out. You know, when I was at the Cava bar yesterday paying for my tea, there was this girl. She was like standing like literally right behind me. I turned back and she's like, hey, how are you? I'm like, hey, how you doing? She's like, good. I'm like, do I know you? She's like, yeah, you come here all the time. I'm like, okay, what's your name? She's like, you know my name. I'm like, okay. So a lot of these women out there, dudes, a lot of American women, they like creep me out, man. I don't even bother with the American woman anymore. As you guys know, as far as I'm concerned, I'm in Colombia. Only reason I'm still here is because of the damn accident and legal criminal proceedings, because the woman was drunk. I spoke with the state secretary assistant. They're gonna try to upgrade her from a misdemeanor to a felony, because she did this before where she got arrested drunk. And she could have killed us. You know, if I was going normal people speeds, I wouldn't be here, you know. I'd be dead, you know. It was a head-on collision, man. That's how bad it is. And again, that, like, fucked me up, you know. But it is what it is, man. But again, going back to the point of this video, dudes, is that I've said this before and I've said it again. Women don't get picked up. Women pick you up, okay? This European dude, it was his first time at our Cava bar. He was passing through town. He didn't know anybody. He was just having some friendly banter with the bartender. And the girl, she just came up to him and said, hey, I don't mean to interject. You have a cool accent. Where are you from? Then they played a game of billiards together. And then they went home together. So what does that tell you, dudes? You know, again, what did this guy do other than being an exotic European dude who's a top tier normie in looks? You know, what did he do, right? Did he grab his junk, say yo 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 homie yo? Did he say, yo man, Steve Jobs is like my father and he's gonna give me $1 trillion for my next startup? You know, he didn't do any of that stuff. It's simply because he was a top tier looking dude who was exotic because he had status as a sexy European dude with an accent. That's all he had going for him, okay? So you guys out there gotta understand, man, if women are not coming up to you, then that simply means that women are not interested in you like that. That's all there is to it, guys, okay? This whole notion of, oh, I'm gonna buy her a drink, I'm gonna try to impress her, that shit don't work no more, dudes, okay? Now, women want status. Women want a guy that is unlike any other guy in her surroundings, okay? Believe it or not, for the Venezuelan girl back in Colombia, to her, I'm a status thing, you know? So, obviously, she's gonna be with me because, well, you know, unlike Coach Bitchpill, I'm not that fugly. And, again, 6'3", decent looking, you know, gringo. So, that to her is kind of a status thing. So, that works in her benefit. So, this is what you guys gotta understand. Women are looking for status, okay? Indian is not a status. Let's get that out in the open right now. First of all, the Indian accent is like the worst accent out there. Secondly, the Indian phenotype, the way your face looks, the skin of your color is horrible. Okay, so, and this is something that I wanted to show to you guys out there, okay? You get a blue eye, blonde, white, European dude with a sexy accent, he gets top tier pussy. You get short, brown, and fugly with a horrible Indian accent, women don't even want to be in the same vicinity as you because you have a bad body odor, because you literally take a bath in cow dung, like TFM says. So this just goes to show you guys, status is all about perception. That's what status is perception, okay? So who do you guys hold in higher regards, okay? Do you hold the tall, top tier, blue eye blonde, white, European dude with a sexy accent from France? Do you hold him in higher regards, or do you hold the short, brown, fugly Indian dude with a horrible accent and literally smells like cow dung in higher regards? Obviously, the white dude is gonna win all day, every day. Honestly, you can ask every woman on the face of the planet. Look, like the white guy from yesterday, you can take that white guy from yesterday and compare him to all Indian men, like all Indian men, and you ask all women in the world, who will you take? This white dude from yesterday, who, again, he was just a top-tier normie. He was no Chad. He was no Giga Chad. He was just a top-tier normie with a sexy accent, and he was tall. That's all he had going for him, okay? You take that one white dude from yesterday and you compare him to all the Indian dudes out there, and you ask all the women on the face of the planet, who would you choose? This one white dude from the Kava bar last night, or how many Indian men are out there? I guarantee you guys, 100% of women out there are gonna say, I'm gonna take that one white dude over all the Indian men on the face of the planet, okay guys? So, at the end of the day, guys, if women are not approaching you, again, though, I didn't have my headphones on because my headphones were somewhere else, you know, because I thought this car was never going to be drivable again, and I was listening to everything was going on, and this guy, again, he was talking to the bartender, having good banter with him, you know. I do admit he does have a sexy accent unlike mine. And the girl comes in, and she comes in from behind him, right? She comes in from behind him, and she says, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interject. You have a really cool accent. Where are you from? They played billiards together for a little bit, and then they went home together, you know? So this guy who just showed up, you know, from fucking Europe, he was just passing by, and he haphazardly came into our Kava bar because it's the only place here in small town USA open after 10 o'clock, and he got top-tier pussy when there have been guys going to that bar for years, and they never, ever had a woman even look at them. So what does that tell you, dudes? Okay, so I want you guys to understand now that dirty Muslim Andrew Tate, he's gonna come out and he's gonna say, oh yeah bro, the Jews are not the problem. The problem is, you know, you're not alpha enough, you're not rich enough, you're not, you know, buff enough. Have you guys noticed that all these CIA assets like Andrew Tate, they never ever mention the black pill? They never ever come out and say, yeah dude, the reason why no woman wants you is because you're short, brown, and fugly. Not to mention you stink because you shower in cow dung and your accent is fucking horrendous. They don't tell you that. What do they tell you? Oh yeah bro, the problem is you don't go to the gym, dog. The problem is you're not a hustler, you're not a multimillionaire, dog. That's a problem, you know? So I just want you guys out there to understand this good. And I'm kind of repeating myself, and I just had to make this video because from what I saw yesterday, it like reinforced everything I've been saying for well over a year now, that I've even said in 2024, women don't pick up men. I'm sorry, well, in 2024, men don't pick up women, okay? In 2024, women pick up men. Guys, understand this really good, okay? If a woman likes you like that, she's gonna pick you up. There is no such thing as, oh, she's playing hard to get. There's no such thing as, oh, she's, you know, she's timid, she's shy, she's embarrassed, she's worried about rejection. Guys, women don't care about rejection. You know, all these guys out there who tell you, oh yeah bro, the reason why women don't approach men is because women don't want to be rejected. Guys, women don't care about rejection. Because, again, if that woman went up to him and she was like, oh my God, I don't mean to interject, you have a really cool accent, where are you from? And he said, oh, yeah, I'm from France. I gotta go catch my plane. She'd be like, oh, okay. And life would have went on perfectly, dudes, okay? Even though he blew her off, life would have went on for her because there's hundreds of other guys on fucking Instagram or on Tinder or on social media who take his place in a heartbeat, okay? So this whole notion that, again, women are shy, timid, that's why they don't approach because they don't want to be rejected is bull fucking shit, okay? If a woman likes you like that, she's gonna approach you guys, okay? Understand and understand that good. If a woman likes you like that, she's gonna approach you. And even if you blow her off, it's perfectly fine. She's not gonna go home and cry about it because she has thousands of other dudes in her DMs and all over her social media wanting that pussy, okay, guys? So the bottom line that I want to tell you guys out there watching this video is that do not approach women. Do not understand, guys, that even, look, like this guy, that was a one-night stand for her, okay? As far as we know, that European guy could have had a girlfriend. He could have had a wife. He could have had children back in Europe. They don't care, guys, okay? You guys need to understand and understand this. Good, you know. This is one of the good things about MGTOW is that we tell you the truth. We tell you that women want to be with an alpha, even if an alpha has other women. In fact, if an alpha has other women, heck, she wants to be with that dude even more. Like the two girls I'm with in Colombia, they know that I got other women. Heck, that even turns them on, you know, and competition anxiety, okay, guys? So you guys gotta understand, dudes, these women out there, they want an alpha. They want somebody who's a top-tier normie, at least in looks, and somebody with status. That's all the women care about. They care about status. You don't have to be a multi-billionaire. You don't have to be Arnold fucking Schwarzenegger, okay? You know, you just have to have status, be a top-tier normie in looks, and just be a decent person making decent money, guys, okay? You can go in the trades and make decent money. You can have a food truck and make decent money, okay, guys? You don't have to be fucking, you know, CEO of, like, Apple or anything like that. Guys, there's so many ways to make money nowadays, okay? Honestly, it's like, use your brain, okay? You know, if one food truck is making you money, hey, get three food trucks to make you money, okay? That's all you gotta do, guys, okay? There is so many ways. Look, if you make good food, like everybody knows I'm the shawarma guy, I'm the baklava guy. They all know that, dudes. They all know that. They all love me for it. That to me is a fucking status thing, okay? So you can get status by making top tier food. You can have stat, you can have money by owning a couple of food trucks, you know, shit like that. Again, you don't have to get a PhD from Harvard and then be the CEO of fucking Apple to make money and to get status. You really don't, okay, guys? There are so many ways to make money. There are so many ways to have status, you know? And this is one of the reasons why I do the food truck. Like, nobody is ever gonna say, oh man, that's a rock star programmer who, you know, coded MGTOW TV. They don't care about that shit, dudes, okay? Like, I'm a rock star programmer, but do you think anybody cares about that shit? No. Why? Because it got to be something physical, okay? You gotta understand, dudes, at the end of the day, it's gotta be something physical, okay? You know, maybe you're that hot guitarist who can fucking, I don't know, play a jam. Or you're that dude, you know, that hot looking dude who can make fucking top tier baklava, okay? There's gotta be something about you guys that gives you status in the real world. You can't be, oh, that's a rock star programmer who coded MGTOW TV, or that's a guy who sells, you know, VPNs on the internet. You know, stuff in the digital world, stuff in the ethereal world, you know, stuff in the fucking internet, That's not status, okay? Let's get that out in the open right now, you know? Saying, oh, yeah, bro, I'm that dude who created that push button on the Uber app. That's not going to get you laid, guys, okay? It really isn't, okay? This is what you guys got to understand, you know? All of you guys out there who want to get into the digital world, you want to be rock star programmers, you want to say, oh, I built that website, that's not going to get you laid, dude. That's not going to get you status. Because, again, getting laid, getting status has to be something in the real world, you know? Make fucking top-tier shawarma or baklava or fucking become literal a rock star, you know? Learn how to play a fucking, I don't know, saxophone or something like that, you know? Again, guys, so many ways to get status, so many ways to make money, but at the end of the day, guys, at the end of the day, you have to be a top-tier normie in looks. Now, again, guys, I'm no Chad, unlike Yogi Obes, and yes, Yogi Obes did claim to be a Chad. He also did claim to be a prophet of God, too, you know, but that's why he's not on the internet anymore. So, at the end of the day, guys, you gotta be a top-tier normie in looks. Now, my saving grace is my height, okay? That's really my saving grace, you know? That and, you know, the surgeries I've had on my face. I need fillers. I think I need some fillers. You know, this area is not looking so bad, but then again, the beard is kind of hiding it. So, you know, I could probably do some fillers later on. You know, I can do some fillers, some Botox here, you know, but overall, this is not bad. You know, the beard is kind of hiding this area over here. The sunscreen is working miracles for me, by the way. Like, if you look at my skin now versus 2 years ago, it's like a night and day difference, you know. Like, when I went to that clinic in Cancun, they told me you have the skin of like a 65-year-old dude. And that's when I was like, you know, I gotta do sunscreen, man. So when I started doing sunscreen, as you guys saw, my skin is way better looking now than it was 2 years ago. So I'd say, you know, face-wise, I'm pretty decent. Again, unlike Yogi Obes, I'm no Chad, but I'm 6'3", you know. And I weigh about 245 pounds, you know. I can, you know, stand to lose maybe 10 pounds. But overall, guys, like, physically, like, face-wise, body-wise, I'm not bad by any stretch of the imagination. Definitely the complete and total opposite of Coach Bitchpill, you know. So, again, if you're a top-tier normie in looks and you got some status and money, that's really all you need, dude. That's really all you need, okay? And don't get married, okay? I'm telling you guys, you know, somebody uploaded a video on MGTOW TV late last night. And there was an old dude who was like, don't get married, man. Because the minute you get married, the woman literally changes. Because at this point, she's like, I got the relationship. I got the power of the state behind me. I don't have to be on my best behavior. And I'm telling you, as somebody who got married because I wanted to do the right thing as a good Muslim, I tell you guys, like, literally, my wife, she changed 180 degrees. Literally on the wedding night. Once we signed that contract with the government, boom, 180 degrees, she changed because she's like, okay, I got the ring. I got, you know, Big Daddy government, you know, even though it was the Egyptian government is becoming a feminist government because Egypt is a client state of the dirty Jews, you know. So at the end of the day, guys, never ever get married. Always have them in that friends with benefits relationship type, you know. Like my girl in Colombia, I give her like $300 a month, you know, help pay for her rent, her food, and I get to have unlimited access to her, if you know what I mean, right? So at the end of the day, guys, don't get married. Be a top tier normie and have some sort of real world status going to you and have some money, okay? You just can't be working at fucking Popeyes making minimum wage and say, hey man, this is it for me. No, you gotta be doing something on your own, okay guys? And it's perfectly okay. Guys, it's perfectly okay for you to be making money on the internet. Like, I make money on the internet, okay, guys? It's perfectly okay to make money on the internet, okay? Maybe get a guitar. Learn to go jam at a nightclub or a bar every now and then. Guys, I've known dudes who are fucking homeless, and they got laid because they know how to strum a guitar, okay? I know this one dude, his name is Rocco, he's blue eye, blonde, white. He's not that tall, he's like 5'9", maybe, he's probably around 5'9", without shoes. He's not that tall, you know? But he got laid by beautiful woman simply because he knows how to strum a guitar. So it's perfectly fine for you to be a homeless. Look. Nagasaki, Hiroshima, truth bomb, okay? You can be a homeless Chad who knows how to strum a guitar and get laid rather than working at fucking Popeyes and actually make money. Let me say that one more time, okay? You could be a homeless bum and know how to strum a guitar, assuming you're a top-tier normie in looks, and you get laid from that, okay? Now, let's take that same top-tier normie who knows how to strum a guitar, and let's have him work at fucking Popeyes serving fucking, I don't know, burgers and fries. He ain't gonna get laid, okay? Why? Because his status as the burger guy is low, okay? But being the guy who knows how to strum a guitar, even though he's a homeless bum and he's not making any money, that's higher to a woman than a guy who works at Popeyes. You can even be the manager at fucking Popeyes, and to her, that's still considered low status. But the homeless dude who knows how to strum a guitar, to her, that's high status, even though he's homeless and he's broke as fuck, you know? I told you guys, when I was in LA, I remember, man, I was at a gas station filling up my cab. That was back in the day. And I saw homeless Chad, you know, he was sitting outside the fucking gas station drawing like fucking stick figures, you know, and he had a sign said art, you know, for free or something like that. And this cute girl, she came up to him. She gave him like $20 for literally a stick figure drawing. Why? Because to her, you know, he's an artist, okay? To her, that dude is high status, even though he's broke, even though he's homeless, but he's high status because he's an artist. Now, if that same dude was actually working inside the gas station, she would not even look at him because he's low status, okay? So at the end of the day, guys, you gotta understand the importance of status, okay? The homeless guy who draws stick figures or knows how to strum a guitar is considered higher status than the manager at McDonald's. He is considered higher status than a rock star programmer at fucking Uber. Get that through your motherfucking minds, okay, guys? And again, you gotta have top tier normie looks, okay? Don't you Indian dudes out there who are short, brown, and fugly, don't go out and say, oh, well, I'm gonna be a homeless guy on the side of the road with a guitar singing, yesterday my loving was so far away in your Indian accent and think you're gonna get laid, you know? You know, actually, you know how you can get laid as an Indian? Ravi Shankar, okay? I gotta be making a video about Ravi Shankar, okay? I don't want to give any of you Indian motherfuckers out there false hope. But if you let's look at Yogi Obs, okay? Yogi Obs might be short and brown. Yes, he's short and brown, but he has an above average face. I think even Coach Bitspill himself rated Yogi Obs an 8 in the face, which personally I think is accurate, okay? So, you can be short, you can be brown, but if your face is like an 8 and you know how to strum a what's that thing, you know, that that you Indian, a sitar, right? Let's say you can strum a, you know what, guys, you know what I'm thinking about, dudes? Shit, it's cultural misappropriation, but I don't give a fuck. Shit, I'm thinking of dressing up as an Indian and like playing a dudes, if I know how to play a sitar and dress up like an Indian, shit, I might get pussy from that. You know what? I might give that a try. You know, I do have a guitar, guys, and I did want to become a rock star, a literal rock star, not a computer programming rock star. You know what? Shit. Dress up as an Indian, play a sitar. Shit, I might give that a try. Yeah, but you Indian dudes, that, okay, you Indian dudes, okay, real talk, real fucking talk, okay, phenotype is the most important thing for you Indian motherfuckers, okay, unless your great-great-grand Miami got raped by fucking, what's his name, Alexander the Great, you're an ugly-looking Indian dude, like, look at your face. You ugly Indian motherfuckers out there, okay? Look at your face and then go look at the face of Yogi Obes, okay? If you guys type in Yogi Obes on MGTOW TV or on YouTube, you'll see some pictures of Yogi Obes. So, Y-O-G-I-O-A-B-S, okay? Type in Yogi Obes on MGTOW TV or on YouTube, or actually even on a Google search, and look up Yogi Obes. Again, he's short, he's brown, he's like 5'4", but he has an above average face. So look at Yogi Obes' face and then look at your face, okay? If your face as an Indian motherfucker doesn't look anywhere near as Yogi Obes, then you're just not gonna get laid, okay? You're not physically attractive to women, okay? You can be short, you can be brown, okay? But you have to have a top tier face. Your face has to be like an 8 or above to be a short brown Indian, guys. So if your face is a typical Indian face, which is like a fucking 2 or a 3, it ain't no girl wants you. Let's get that out in the open right now, right here. Okay, guys? So that's pretty much all I had to say, guys. Like I said, dudes, I'm not making that many videos because of the car accident. I have a lot of stuff. Because right now, the lady who hit us, she didn't pay her insurance bill. So her insurance company was like, yeah, we ain't covering it. She ain't our bitch no more. You're on your own. The guy who owns the car, he has insurance. So our lawyer sent out letters to his insurance company. They have like 30 days to respond. So as of right now, guys, I'm on my own when it comes to the car, unfortunately. So hopefully they have insurance that can cover some shit up. But we'll see what happens in the next couple of days or in the next couple of weeks. But yeah, that's really what I'm focusing on right now. But yeah, guys, at the end of the day, dudes, can't stress this enough. Woman, pick you up, okay, guys? And for you to be picked up, you gotta be a high tier normie and you gotta have status. And again, that status could be as simple as a sexy European accent, okay? Or if you're like everybody else, you could be that homeless guy who knows how to strum a guitar. And if you're fucking Indian, but you have a good-looking face like Yogi Obes, fucking dress up as an Indian and, I don't know, strum a sitar or do yoga. In fact, guys, the reason why Yogi Obes called himself Yogi Obes, because he was doing yoga. That's how Yogi Obes was able to get laid by white woman, because he was doing yogi. Because he was doing yoga. That's why he called himself Yogi Obes. Because that was his way to get laid. Again, you guys need to understand something, okay? Unless a bitch is like drunk, and she's like super duper horny, okay? If a woman is drunk and she's like super duper horny, she's like, I just need dick in my pussy. Yeah, she'll go after Giga Chad for that, okay? She'll be like, hey, Giga Chad, this is where I live. My door is open. Just come on in, get on top of me, do your thing, and get the fuck out of my house, okay? That's if she's like super duper horny and she's a little bit intoxicated, okay? That's when she will go simply purely based off of looks and only looks alone. But if a woman is like in normal mode, you know, she's not fucking intoxicated, you know, she's not DTF, she's not down to fuck, you know, she's not horny as fuck, then you got to have a genus quo, you gotta have, you know, something special about you. And again, that something special can simply be, oh, you have a sexy European accent, or you make a mean ass shawarma, or you know how to play a sitar. But again, top tier looks, okay guys? Looks. And again, height is a looks multiplier, but at the end of the day, you got to have a above average face, okay? Like, I think my face is probably a 6, okay? My face is probably a 6, but 6'3", man, that's like what? That's like, just off of height alone, I'm a fucking 8 off of height alone. You know, take the face, that's a 6. So 6 plus 8 is what? 14. Divide by 2, I'm probably a 7, which actually works in my favor. That's how I'm able to get laid, you know? That and the fact that I have status, especially when I go overseas. Here in America, I have status because of the shawarma and the baklava. But again, guys, I'm not gonna fuck with American women simply because I have access to better women. And B, every American woman I look at is like, that's a possible lawsuit waiting to happen. That's a false rape allegation waiting to happen. That is child support waiting to happen. Like, when I see American woman dudes, false rape allegations, child support, lawsuits, that's all I really see when I see the average American woman. So I don't even fuck with American woman dudes. Like, and again, a plane ride from here to fucking Cartagena is literally 2 hours, 35 minutes runway to runway. So in less than 3 hours, you know, if I'm like super duper horny, guys, in less than 3 hours from now, I can be banging my girl in Cartagena. And again, I have unlimited access to her because she's my bitch, you know. That's why I call her mi perra, you know. She's my bitch, you know. So yeah, guys, and that's another thing, dudes, like friends with benefits. And again, it's perfectly okay to help a girl out with money. You know, I know yo, homie, yo makes it seem like the girl has to help you out with money. That's not how it works, dude, you know. But again, my girl is costing me, what, $300 a month? I mean, for you guys to go out on a date with an average American woman is probably going to cost you a couple hundred dollars. And there's no guarantee you're going to fuck. Not to mention, if you wanted to fuck a girl here, pay for a prostitute, she's probably going to cost you, what, $300 for, what, 15 minutes? So, you know, for me, $300, I'm paying her rent, I'm paying her food, and all the time I'm in Cartagena, I'm just having my way with her, you know. So, I got a good deal, if you ask me, you know. So, yeah, guys, that's pretty much my video for the day. If you want to get laid in 2025, guys, top tier looks, okay? You don't have to be fucking Giga Chad. Most important thing is the face has to be almost model-like, especially if you're short and brown like Yogi Obes. And you got to have some sort of real-world verifiable talent that gives you status. Again, in the case of the guy from yesterday, he was European and he had a 60 French accent, you know. Again, you can be homeless but top tier looks and you know how to strum a guitar. Or in the case of Indian people, you know, like in Yogi Obes, you know, you teach yoga That's why he gets laid. That was his gimmick, to get laid, and it worked for him. You know, my gimmick, you know, I'm not gonna do yoga because obviously, you know, I can't even fucking bend over after the damn accident. So I ain't doing. I even stopped going to the gym because of my back hurts, my shoulder hurts. So I even stopped going to the gym because of that woman who hit me. But hey, I can strum a sitar. I'm gonna learn how to strum a sitar, guys. You know, try to pass myself off as a Maharishi or something. You know. Call myself Yogi. Yeah, I'm a Yogi. I'm Yogi Obes, bitch. Yeah, that might work in my favor. Anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.